This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning. Happy Monday, Rockaholics. Hope you had a stellar weekend. Steve Miggs, I learned that there's something I should keep here at work.
And what's that?
A spare change of clothes.
It's probably for the best after seeing what happened to you this morning. I'm so glad you brought this up.
I mishandled my smoothie as I was getting it out of the cup holder, and it spilled all over my pants, all down in between the seat and the center console
while
I was driving I-5. So I had to just sit there and drive, keep going and drive to the office as it was seeping into my pants.
I've had that happen with like a little bit of coffee where it spills. I'm like, well, I can't stop to clean this. Oh, well, but that's not an entire smoothie. Because Tyron walks in at 5 in the morning. First of all, she texts me. She's just like, hey, I'm running a little bit behind. I'm downstairs. I'm here, but I spilled a smoothie. And I thought, okay, well, it's, you know, maybe a little bit around the car, whatever it may be. She walks in. It looks like a murder scene. There's red all over her pants, and it looks straight up like blood. Go to our TikTok right now, at Daily Migs, and you can see what I saw first thing this morning.
Or if any of you have a spare pair of pants, I'd gladly take it off your body.
Wow. didn't bring any extra pants today. Sorry.
Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Today is Earth Day, so I don't know. Recycle today for once. Come on.
Plant a tree.
It's also April Showers Day, so I believe you should not shower yourself with a smoothie, Taryn.
Lesson learned.
Man, yesterday, the Mariners won, and they lost. Because they lost the early game. They had to do a doubleheader. Friday's game was postponed because of bad weather, so they scheduled a doubleheader, one in the afternoon, one later on in the evening. First game didn't look so good. I was a little frustrated. You lost 2-1 to a really bad team in the Rockies. But you know what? That happens. We won on Saturday, so then it all boiled down to the final game. And boy, oh boy, did the Mariners kick the living crap out of them last night. They ended up winning 10-2. Thanks especially to a 6-run second inning. Thank you, J.P. Crawford. A big triple, that a bases loaded triple. He brought in all the runs. That was pretty amazing. Julio Rodriguez went 4-for-9 on the day. That gave him 5 straight multi-hit games, so he's firing up. That's a good thing to see. Mariners are looking pretty good, at least the last couple of series. They won another series, this one against the Colorado Rockies. Up next, they're going to be taking on the Texas Rangers in Texas, and that all starts tomorrow.
Let's go, Mariners. However, the Seattle Sounders suffered a 2-0 loss to the Vancouver Whitecaps after receiving two red cards during the match. Jackson Reagan was sent off in the 43rd minute following a foul on Ryan Gold, and Alex Roldan was forced to leave in the 75th minute. I think that's when Danny left the game as well.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You gave up. I got a red card as well because I was saying so many expletives in the stands.
I feel like maybe you and everybody in the stands, a little frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
A little frustration for the Sounders fans. Also some frustration for us Pearl Jam fans that didn't think Eddie Vedder would show up to Easy Street Records. But he did. How about that? He did. He visited Easy Street Records to help promote their 12th record, Dark Matter, right ahead of Record Store Day. He wasn't there during Record Store Day, which was crazy. I don't know if you saw any video footage. Lines around the block. It was cool of Easy Street Records. They had like coffee and food and handing out bacon samples. I guess.
Yeah.
They were just doing it all for people. Also, there's some autographed Pearl Jam records that were given out as well. Pretty cool stuff going on. But that was pretty awesome that Eddie Vedder did make an appearance at some point to kind of show some love to Easy Street Records and the support that they've given Pearl Jam over the years.
This story was wild. I saw this over the weekend and kind of blew me away. There was a man that was killed in like a completely random stabbing at Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn. This was early Sunday morning.
I saw that, man.
Auburn police get this call that this incident happened around 1:30 in the morning. A 29-year-old man was stabbed in the neck by another man, and they had apparently had no prior contact at all. So the suspect is in custody, and the incident is still under investigation.
I can't imagine. You're just there, you know, gambling, having a good time, and just some random stranger just comes up from behind.
Very traumatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a happy story, though, about a lady who has just turned 106 years old in the Tacoma area, turned 106, 106th birthday. Her name is Tina, and a lot of people, of course, were asking her, hey, what's the key to living a long life? I thought this was some pretty good advice. Be nice to people. Apparently, that worked for her. So,
what's so hard about that?
If you're miserable, you're not going to see 100.
In next week's NFL draft, the Seattle Seahawks will face the decision of either making a pick at number 16 or potentially trading back to acquire more selections. The team's focus seems to be on strengthening their interior offensive and defensive lines, with one potential target being Jackson Powers Johnson, who is a center from Oregon.
I'll make Washington fans happy.
Right. A trade scenario would position the Hawks to work on some of those needs while also having a second round pick.
And it's this week, actually. I think there's a little bit of a typo
on
that stuff. Yeah, so this week is the draft on Thursday night, so we'll definitely have to get somebody on, like maybe Luke Wilson could join us to give us a little bit of a scoop on what he thinks that the Seahawks could do for the draft, because will they keep the pick or will they trade it? I mean, history has shown that they've traded a lot of their early picks, but I'm excited to see what happens. It's going to be a crazy draft, that's for sure. And Seahawks would have the number 16 pick.
Yes.
Yep. Hey, before we give you the weather, quick shout out to my man, a good friend of mine, Swerve Strickland, Shane Strickland. He's a professional wrestler, and he's Tacoma's own. He won the AEW World Heavyweight Championship last night during their big pay-per-view, becoming the company's first ever African-American world champion for AEW, which was something very, very important to him. So this was a big moment. I saw even video footage of his kids watching him win the championship. He's been a part of the Northwest scene. I mean, 7 years ago, he was the main event for Defy Wrestling's first match, helped putting Defy Wrestling on the map in the independent wrestling world. His opponent, also a world champion, Cody Rhodes in the WWE. So how cool is that? That both of those guys were the main event for Defy Wrestling back then, and they're both holding the highest title for the two biggest companies in the world of professional wrestling. So it's
super
pretty awesome
cool
to see Swerve win the title last night. Our weather is going to be 61. We're going to have a high, and it's going to be sunny. And that is the DMD, and that's what's up.
We partied at Chuck E. Cheese over the weekend. Yes, at Chuck E. Cheese. And one member of the show made a baby cry. You're going to hear what happened at 6:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words, especially these. Each picture captures a moment in time in the crazy lives of the Daily Mix show. Here's four shots to wake you up.
If you visit the Daily Mix social media pages, you can find us at Daily Mix is our handle. We posted a photo that has four shots, four things that summed up the collective weekend that we had. And I'd like to start with Danny V. Danny, tell us all about your shot.
Well, after our big party at Chuck E. Cheese, we hightailed it over to Lumen Field to watch the Sounders lose.
Yeah. Have you seen them? You've seen them win yet so far, right?
One game.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not the bad luck charm, at least.
No, I think the entire team's the bad luck charm. I mean, it was a beautiful night. It was one of those as we were driving from, because like,
the wind was crazy on Saturday, though.
Well, and it was so weird, though, because it, like, started out super nice Saturday morning. Like, sunny, and I was like, oh, man, today's going to be awesome. Then we go down to Chuck E. Cheese, and we walk out after Chuck E. Cheese was done, and it's raining, it's windy, it's cold, and we're driving back to Seattle, and I was like, I don't even know if I want to go to this game, to be honest with you, because it's like we're going to have to be outside. Like
dealing with that crap.
So we ended up going, and the minute we got like parked and like started walking towards the stadium, the sun broke, and it got beautiful again. And it was just like, oh, this is a nice night at Lumen Field. Like, the you know, it was partly cloudy. The sun was coming up. Our seats were awesome. And then, yeah, just the Sounders could not do anything. So here we are. And then, of course, there was a couple of red cards that happened. And literally in the 75th minute when they scored when Vancouver scored the second goal, I was just like, yep, we're done. Let's go to Jack in the Box.
Right. And it was against the rivals.
Yeah.
That made, I think, extra insult to injury, because I'm sure there were a few annoying Vancouver Whitecaps fans.
Oh,
there.
Of course. Yeah. So
which,
we just
which
left.
Fans are worse? The Vancouver fans or the Portland fans?
Oh, Portland.
Okay. I was gonna say,
Portland's terrible.
I'm not as ingrained in the Sounders culture as the rest of you.
Yeah, I think the Timbers Sounders rivalry is way worse than the Sounders Whitecaps rivalry.
Yeah. Timbers are the worst.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you about my shot, gang. First of all, thank you, Danny and Sarah. And also, Steve, I know you donated to the Walk MS team. We had a great turnout yesterday for Walk MS. The sun was shining, and our team just had an absolute blast.
I just love the pictures that you guys were posting, because it's like the Gasworks Park, like that crazy structure that's at Gasworks Park. Just looked awesome in all those photos.
It really did make it very iconic. And we did a 3-mile walk. I think our team raised just over $6,000. We went to brunch afterwards. Yeah. Sarah made my mom cry. I don't know what you said to her, but she was crying happy tears.
Me? What did you say to her mom?
We had a heart to heart. She thanked me about that I showed up, and I just went on and on about how much I loved her daughter.
Oh.
And your mom was like, You guys are trouble, though. You two together,
I don't disagree.
Like trouble. And I was like, honestly, yeah, it might be that fine line between amazing, but also could be a complete train wreck.
I love your mom. She's worried about you two together. She's worried about me when I pass out from piercing. Soon enough, she's going to be worried about Danny.
She's basically just the show mom right now. She's very concerned about all of us. But yeah, thanks to everyone who donated. Thanks for a magical day yesterday. And next up, Bike MS in September, baby.
And is there a place for them to get more information about that as well?
Yes. If you go to KISW.com, we have something up there right now for Walk MS. And there is a link for Bike MS within that page. Steve Miggs, would you tell us about your shot?
Well, I feel like mine and Sarah's kind of go hand in hand because, woo! Well, I mean, we spent a fun weekend together just as a whole crew, but Saturday we threw what I thought was the dumbest and most ridiculous party that we could ever throw, which would be at a Chuck E. Cheese. We started this off as a joke, and then it became an actual party thanks to Bree and everybody that's a part of Chuck E. Cheese. They called us and said, we'll make it happen. I'm the manager at the Tacoma one. Met Bree. She couldn't be more awesome. And met so many freaking rockaholics. Like, I was hoping people would show up. But, man, when we got there and then we realized how many people were there for the party, because at one point, like, a whole bunch of people tried to, like, work their way up to the top floor where we were all hanging. And it was overwhelming. It was awesome. Like, overwhelming in a great way. And it was so much fun because then other people would just go leave and play some games. So we had plenty of time to chat with a lot of the rockaholics, which was a blast. And I believe I think it was either Sarah and myself, we pulled out our phone and we got some audio of the four of us recapping how Chuck E. Cheese went. Are you ready to hear something?
I'm ready.
All right.
All right, Taryn, Steve, and Danny, we're at Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma right now.
Yes.
How are we feeling?
We met Chuck E. Cheese, so it's been a massive success.
I've never seen Steve so excited to meet anyone in his life.
Right?
And when Chuck E. Cheese walked up, I swear to God, he threw his hands up and was like, I think he almost dropped an F-bomb.
I came so close, but you know, children are here. I'm a respectful adult.
I didn't know how much, like, I didn't know, because the mouse can't talk. You know, but I was like, can I hug you? And I didn't know if I could. So I just gave a lot of aggressive high fives because I'm like, I just wanted to grab Chucky and just give him a big hug.
He was amazing.
Yes, it was so, it was like seeing a celebrity walk into our party.
Truly.
Now, what was happening with Chuck E. Cheese for a second there? Was that almost twerking or what was going on? It almost looked like and Chuck were going to have a dance off.
Well, he smacked me with his big ear right in the face. And it was a little rude, but I forgave him.
I think he said big rear. I was like, oh, okay.
It's ear. But it's an awesome time out here.
Oh, it's been packed, too. So many people showed up. This is freaking amazing.
And my child is really bad at the Paw Patrol game, so I have to go coach him up a little bit for next time.
I haven't seen my child in 2 hours. She's out there somewhere having a blast with mom.
Yeah, she was there for a half a second to say hi to everybody, and then her and mom just went. And at one point, we're in like the upper loft that they have at Chuck E. Cheese, and it overlooks the entire area. And at one point, I see my daughter just kind of walking, and I'm like, where the hell is mom? Like, is my daughter just aimlessly walking around Chuck E. Cheese? Then a couple seconds later, then there's Sid walking right behind her.
From the balcony, I did look down and see your wife playing a game, and she had her game face on. Full on intensity. She was going after tickets.
Yep. Her and shout out to George. George handed over his bracelet. So Tatum got a really cool prize.
Nice.
She got a little Jasper, the dog character in Chuck E. Cheese, apparently is one of the characters. So she got that one. And then Chuck E. Cheese, Brie gave her a Chuck E. Cheese one as well. So she's been obsessed with Chuck E. Cheese ever since. It's kind of ridiculous.
It was a great day.
But one person made a baby cry. The same person that made your mom cry also made a baby cry.
Oh, man. Sarah, what are you doing right now?
I am holding the cutest baby ever.
What parent would allow you to hold their child?
I don't know, but he is adorable and my ovaries are screaming. Where is George to see this?
George, it's time to make a baby.
Uh-oh, I think the baby's about to cry. Look at his face.
Well, it's Sarah. She makes kids cry.
Yeah, I know. I mean, have you seen her face? Yeah.
Kevin, you're here with your child. You let Sarah hold him.
He's always about to cry. Be honest, he just wants the boob. That's all he wants right now.
Oh, well.
You're not going to like mine. Sorry, I got nothing in there.
I swear, at that point, the kid started reaching for Sarah's boob. And I was like, oh, this is about to get real awkward real quick. I got to keep audio running for this.
His little lip was about to start going. But he was so cute.
He was adorable.
He was an adorable little
Shout out to Kevin and his family for swinging by. We met a lot of people. We finally met Chef Cozy.
Yes!
That was really cool as well.
He showed us pictures of the burgers that he's making down there, and they look so good. I want to go take a special trip to have one of them.
And that's what, Cozy's Burgers in Olympia.
Yep. So good.
Also, Indiana, that seven-year-old that brought us all flowers.
She was adorable.
Yeah, it was a wonderful weekend. Thanks again, Rockaholics.
It was fun to be able to bring our kids to a listener party because usually they're at bars. So that was a lot of fun. It was Miles showed up, Ryan Castle as well. Great times.
It's a good crew.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, the class of 2024 for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction were just announced. Did any rock bands get inducted? You're going to find out after Linkin Park.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2024 was announced last night on American Idol.
Yeah, they announced on American Idol, which I thought was kind of random.
I wonder why.
They're probably like, yeah, we're not... Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's not inducting any rock artists, so we might as well, as a show that doesn't care about rock music either, we'll make the announcement.
So in the performers category, we have...
All right, we do have a rock band.
Finally!
It kind of blows my mind that Ozzy Osbourne has not already been inducted into the Hall of Fame for just being Ozzy Osbourne. I believe he's in there with Black Sabbath.
I would assume so.
Yes.
Yeah. Prince of Darkness, welcome.
Fun fact about Ozzy Osbourne, one of the first cassettes that I ever purchased was two cassettes. Ozzy Osbourne's Bark at the Moon.
Nice.
And Rockwell's I Always Feel Like Somebody's Watching Me.
It's, you know, for good measure.
It couldn't be more polar opposites. I remember my parents not being very excited about the Ozzy Osbourne one because the album cover is kind of gnarly.
Oh, sure.
He's like a werewolf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here is the next one.
Let's get it from
See? Another great rock band.
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, the Mary J. Blige's. They're good, good Southern California rock band, right?
Yeah. We do have some Seattle love for the next one.
This one is A, putting Danny to sleep right now.
Oh, no.
Am I a big Dave Matthews Band fan?
I realized this morning that I had no Dave Matthews music at all whatsoever, and Sarah shamed me for not knowing this song, and I was like, I have no idea what the song is.
This and, like, Ants Marching.
Oh, yeah.
Those songs were just, I mean, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing those songs back in, you know, I mean, we're talking 25 years ago, maybe.
I had to Google what Dave Matthews' biggest hits were, because you sent me a list without, like, telling me what song, and yeah. I was like, I don't know what song this is, so I was just going to put on any old Dave Matthews song.
That's a good pick. That was that. What was it, like, I think it's 25 years from when you put out your debut release. That's when you're eligible to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know about you, though. Hearing that he's now in the Hall of Fame kind of really makes me feel old.
I
don't view him as being a band or an artist that is, quote unquote, ready to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
These ones, they've been ready for a while. I wanna know what love
is. I want you to show. Honestly, I always thought that this was Journey. But this is Foreigner. Foreigner and Journey are like those bands that I could never rock with. They were like rock, but real smooth and easy listening rock. You know what I mean?
So then you probably really didn't like the ballads.
No. I didn't like anything about those bands.
Okay, what about this guy?
Who the hell? Oh, this is Frampton.
Frampton.
Peter Frampton.
He did have some great lettuce back in the day. I loved that hair that he had.
He had that one record, Frampton Comes Alive, yep. The live record, which is like an iconic live record. And where I went to college was upstate New York in Plattsburgh, and some of the songs were recorded in Plattsburgh.
That's very cool.
Which was like the one, I mean, we didn't have many things to hang our hat on in Plattsburgh, New York. There's not a lot to brag about when you're trying to be like, you know what came from Plattsburgh? Two songs from Frampton Comes Alive. Like, okay, you might need some new things to brag about.
Okay, tell me how you feel about this inductee.
I'm not a fan of Cher, but I got to give her props. That video. Is it from this song where her butt's just hanging out on a Navy ship? Like, she deserves to be in the Hall of Fame just for that.
She looks so good. She can still hang her butt out if she wants.
No. I haven't. No?
Yes. Cher looks awesome for her age.
She looks freaky.
No.
Of all people to be upset with someone hanging their butt out,
right?
I would just assume that you're going to be pushing 70 and still twerking somewhere.
I mean, absolutely. Okay, maybe her butt looks good, but her face?
How old is Cher?
That's a good question.
She's got to be in her mid-70s.
I would think so.
I mean, I don't know if, like, saying she looks... I think it's 70?
Ooh, 77.
77 Whoa. Years old? I think she looks just fine for 77.
She does. She's had a lot of plastic surgery, and it's very obvious.
Yeah. It is weird, because some parts of your face grow old, whereas the other parts, that are the plastic surgery parts, don't. Like, the older you get, the plastic surgery definitely looks weirder.
Oh, yeah, because it just stays in the exact same spot. Talk about Botox and lip, and I think her cheeks are fake.
It's working.
Like, you wouldn't do that.
I would definitely do some, but not this much.
That's what they all say, though. At some point, I think people lose their way, and they don't realize how much they've done. They just keep doing it.
Yeah, until it's too late.
Here's another inductee. Yeah!
I mean, they provided the soundtrack to so many weddings. It's the least that they could
do. This is a requirement on the wedding reception playlist.
Although, I don't know if I can name five Kool and the Gang songs.
Nope, just this one.
I don't even know if I can name three.
And last, but certainly not least.
Tribe Called Quest.
Yep.
We were having a fun conversation after we were all hanging out on Friday for doing some stuff for our station for Earth Day. And as we were walking to the pub afterwards, we were talking about how back in the 90s, you were not just a fan of just rock music. You were a fan of hip hop, pop. Like, you tolerated so much more than I think we do now. I think it has a lot to do with the MTV generation, because when we were growing up, really how we discovered music was through MTV.
Yeah.
And MTV just played, you would hear Metallica, then you would hear Tribe Called Quest, then you might even hear that Cher song that
that Sarah's crapping all over. You know, but like you would hear all these things, so you just kind of tolerated everything. And then and now looking back on it, you still have like a soft spot in your heart for artists like Tribe Called Quest.
Absolutely. The induction ceremony will take place October 19th in Cleveland, Ohio. It'll stream live on Disney Plus. Plus, it'll be available on Hulu to stream the very next day. And also a special broadcast will happen on ABC at a later date.
So I wonder if Ozzy's going to perform. I mean,
when he performed at that NFL game and he was in that little, like, he had like a harness almost or something that was holding him up.
Kind of like when you have like an action figure and like they have that little stand for your action figure to stand.
Or on a float in a parade. That. So, but you know, I'd love to see him get back up on stage a couple more times before he really, truly retires, which he needs to do.
Well, that would be a good moment for him, I think.
Though. Certainly. Yeah. Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He is currently 98. 25 and 15 in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.